was battered and scarred, so the auctioneer thought it hardly worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. "What am I bidding, good folks?" he cried. "Who'll start the bidding for me? A dollar? A dollar? $1? Now two. $2. Who'll make it three? $3 once? $3 twice? Going for three?" But no, from the room far back, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow, then wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening up all the strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as an angel sings. The music ceased, and the auctioneer with a voice that was quiet and low said, "What am I bidding for the old violin?" And he held it up with the bow. $1,000. Who'll make it two? 2,000. Who'll make it three? 3,000 once? 3,000 twice? Going and gone," said he. The people cheered, but some of them cried, "We don't quite understand. What changed its worth?" The man replied, "It was the touch of the master's hand." And many a man with life out of tune, battered and worn with sin, is auctioned cheap to a thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once, he's going twice, he's going, he's almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd ne'er can quite understand God's worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand.